other birds that you used to enjoy? Red-headed bird that would go into wood?
Call them peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Had a white, had a red head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One hit on the house out here the other night. I don't know what he's after. About time to wake up and go ahead and have one on that house two mornings. I never did hear no more. But there used to be lots of them.
Uh-huh. Did people ever call other people peckerwoods?
Yeah.
Was
that peckerwood and a woodpecker, same thing.
Uh-huh.
Some of them were bigger than the others. Some of them were little, some of them were big. Maybe one of them was a woodpecker and the other was a peckerwood.
I don't know,
but these little ones were the ones that done the mischief.
Would one person ever call another person, one man call another man a peckerwood?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I might get mad at him.
I see. Get mad. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any other names that a man might call another man if he got mad? Would he ever say he's an old Hoosier? Did you ever hear that? Hoosier or Hoosier?
Hoosier. He's some lawyers out here. Hoosier.
I see. Would that be kind of an insult? Insult a Hoosier?
It wouldn't be a compliment.
I see. I'm wondering also, whether you remember these hard-shelled animals?
Turtles. Terrapin and terrapin stayed on the ground. Turtles stayed in the water.
I see.
They eat the turtles. They don't eat the terrapins.
Uh-huh.
They get bigger. They get red big ones. Full of meat.
In the water.
Yes. That's a turtle.
That's a turtle. And how about the things that would, if you put a stick down on the ground, they'll grab hold of the stick like that. Do you remember those?
Yeah. Jacks.
I see.
Catch the jacks. They'd catch it too.
Doodlebugs. Is a doodlebug and a jack the same?
No. Doodlebug's a little bitty bug. And they'll make the prettiest little hole, and they'll take up the dirt and pile it around, and have a sink in the middle, and they'd go down in there. And we used to go out there and get a little piece of straw, anything, and stir in that little hole, and they said, doodle, doodle, doodle. They'd come to the top, of course, we didn't call them. They didn't hear us calling, but we'd call them, and they'd come up to the top. And they'd just double up and they'd doodle that way. We'd call them doodle bugs.
Doodle bugs. Did you ever eat anything that looked like a doodle bug that would live in the water? Crawdads?
We used to catch them.
Did you?
Catch some bigots. We had an old Italian man that lived with us when I was coming from Italy. He loved them. And his sister and I would go, we had a pond in the pasture. We'd go down there and take a pin and bend it and stick a piece of fat meat on it. Go down there and catch them, just catch a bucket full and he'd eat them.
What did you call them? Crawdads or crawfish?
We called them crawfish.
Crawfish.
They bite you too, them old pinches on there, they pinch you like it. But we'd get them for him, just see him, kill him and eat him. He'd have a pan of boiling water on the stove. He'd just drop them in there alive and peel them all off with that little white part. They're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be good, but I never did want him. We loved him. We'd just watch him eat him.
Good. Any fish that you remember? Did you used to go fishing very much?
Yes, I loved fish. My brother and I, Jack, we loved to fish.
Where did you go and what did you use for bait?
Use these worms, crawling little, they look like little snakes, one thing I can tell you. Little long.
Big long.
Earthworms, we call them fishing worms, earthworms. Put them on your hook. Leave one end off, just a little piece for that. Fish to catch.
Yeah,
I love to fish.